Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Somebody needs to say, I believe I receive,
complete forgiveness,
for every mistake,
every failure,
every sin.
I receive
total forgiveness
and total cleansing
by the blood of the Lamb.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you forgiven?
Yes.
Don't check how you feel. Are you forgiven?
Yes.
Don't look how you've acted. Are you forgiven?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's by faith, not by feeling. Well, come on, let's keep going.
Yes.
I said, come on, let's keep going.
Yes.
Said out loud, by faith.
By faith.
I believe I receive.
Healing.
For everything that needs to be healed
in my body,
from the top of my head to the soles of my feet,
everything in between,
I believe that I receive
complete healing.
Glory to God. Are you healed?
Yes.
Don't check your body. Are you healed?
Yes.
Yeah. You're just as healed as you are forgiven.
Yes.
Jesus said, which one's easier? They're based on the same redemptive work.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory.
We're gaining ground, saints. We're making progress. When our faith in healing gets to the same level as our faith in forgiveness, healings will be just as common as forgiveness.
Amen.
What better place to demonstrate it than at Faith Life Church?
Yes.
Huh? With us. Glory to God. And you won't get all tense if you need to pray for somebody, a friend that's got an issue, because you don't heal them anyway. They don't, right? It's not what we do. If somebody asked you, would you pray with me? I messed up. Would you pray with me that the Lord forgive me? Oh, yeah. He'll forgive you. Would you pray with me? I got AIDS. Oh, yeah. He'll heal you. Same thing. Now, if you think it's not that it's harder for him to do one for the other. The block is up here between the ears. It's the problem of seeing it wrong and fear and unbelief. And you can see one better than you can see the other. And so you got walking beside. That's the issue. But we walk by faith, not by sight. We believe we're forgiven no matter whether you think we look righteous or not. Oh, come on. We believe we are forgiven and cleansed and made righteous whether you think we measure up or not, whether we look like it or whether we feel like it or not. And we do the same thing with our healing. We believe we're healed. And we call our bodies healed, whether we look healed or we don't look healed. Or feel healed or we don't feel healed. We still is healed. I is forgiven and cleansed, and I is healed and made whole. Okay. Whew. Skip on down. You were there in Matthew 9. Skip down to verse 12. Matthew 9:12. There's so much in this ninth chapter. When Jesus heard that, he said, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Do you have a physician?
Yes.
We thank God for good doctors and nurses. But actually, no man can heal you. People can treat you, and the best surgeons in the world could perform surgery, but that didn't heal you. It might have removed a problem, but when they get through, now you need to heal. Right? Man can't heal you. We thank God for what they can do. It's helped so many people. But ultimately, you need the healer. And hallelujah, we have the healer. He said, go and learn what that means. I will have what? Mercy and not sacrifice. I'm not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Now here's something that you learn about mercy. If you've always done everything right, you don't need mercy. You can get by on justice. I said, if you've always done everything right, and if you have, raise your hand. Hey, we can give an altar call. If you've always done everything right, you don't need mercy. You can get by on justice. What's right to happen to somebody who's always done what's right. But when you haven't done what's right, you've done what's wrong, and the wages of sin is death, and you don't want that. What you need is
mercy.
Oh, somebody say mercy. Mercy.
Mercy.
Mercy means you don't get the bad thing you did deserve, and you do get the good thing you didn't deserve. Watch out about that word deserve. Sometimes people say, well, what did I ever do to deserve this? The answer is plenty. No, yeah. Yeah, have you sinned? Have you messed up? Have you come short of the glory of God? The wages of sin is death. And people sometimes say, well, you've worked hard and you're a good person. You deserve this nice thing or that other. No, no, you want to quit talking like that. Mm-mm. You don't want to get the bad stuff you did earn. And you do want to get the good things you could never earn. And it has become available to us through the Father of mercies. There's more than one mercy. There's forgiveness mercy. There's healing mercy. There's protection mercy. There's provision mercy. There's restoration mercy. Somebody say mercies. Mercies. The Father of mercies. Skip down to verse 27, Matthew 9. When Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Son of David, what?
Have mercy.
Have mercy on us. What do they want?
Healing.
Well, they're blind. What do they want?
Mercy.
They want healing. They want this. Why didn't they ask for it? Now they ask for mercy. Here's a big question. Is healing a mercy? Then if you say healing's not for everybody, what'd you just get through saying?
Mercy.
Mercy's not for everybody. That's what many are saying because they don't realize it. They asked for mercy. Verse 28, when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him. Jesus said, you believe I'm able to do this? They said to him, yes, Lord. They're still not healed. Believing he is able is not enough. I said, believing he is able is not enough faith to receive. It's good that you believe he's able. You might believe that, who's the computer guy? Gates. Bill Gates, billionaire. You might believe he could give you $1 million. So are you excited in faith that that's going to happen? Believing somebody can do something does not give you faith to receive. And you hear people holler, oh, I believe he's able. I believe he's able. That's great, but that's no indication you have any faith to receive. I believe God can do anything. Wonderful. But that's no sign you have any faith to receive. Y'all with me, friends?
Yes.
It's not what he can do that inspires faith. It's what you know he longs to do. He wants to do. That's what causes your faith to rise up. It's his mercy. It's his compassion. Just hold your place there in Matthew and notice in Mark 1 and 40, there came a leper to Jesus, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying to him, what? If you will, you can make me clean. Do you believe he's telling the truth? He believes the Lord can. He believes he can. Is he healed? No. You just stop right here. He believes he can, but he's not healed. If you will, you can. This is where most of the church world is today. They believe he can, but they question his will. And if you question his will, you are not in faith. You have no faith to receive. The issue of his will has to be settled, or you cannot have faith to receive. Can't. Impossible. Like Brother F.F. Bosworth said, his great book, Christ the Healer, he said, faith begins where the will of God is known. That's just another way of saying Romans 10, 17. So then faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? You've got to hear. Not just that God exists and he's real and he can do it. You got to hear. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to have this. He's gone to great lengths. It is his will. Somebody say, it's his will, it's his will. It's his will. Is it his will for every human being on the planet to be saved and forgiven and clean? Is it? Is it? Is it? Are they? Billions are not. Don't change the will of God. Is it his will for you to be healed? Come on, accept the Bible. Is it his will? No matter how you look, how you feel, or how many millions say it's not true, is it his will?
Yes.
It is.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me